Good morning. My guests this morning are Stephen David Martin and Tony Shulo from the Raven Performing Arts Center in its Windsor version. Is that
right.
Does that get it?
Absolutely.
Okay,
right.
Great. This show has an interesting pre-performance history. Why don't you tell us about it?
Sure. It's called Quicksand Tango, and we held a contest last year called Scriptease, where we solicited original plays from all over the country.
Uh-huh.
And Tony, as literary manager, headed that up, and we received over 100 plays from all corners, literally all over the country. Then we chose four of those for public staged readings, and out of those four, with audience feedback, I selected one to get its world premiere. Tony, being the literary manager, submitted his play under a pseudonym. What was your pseudonym?
A.R. Caruso.
A.R. Caruso.
My grandmother's name.
So a tribute to your grandmother.
These Italians.
So the reading committee wouldn't have any bias, and it bubbled to the top, and the audience really responded well when we did the public readings for it. So it was an easy choice. So that's the
What a great story. Search the wide world over and find it waiting for you back in your own backyard.
Exactly.
Tony, talk a little bit about the play.
Well, it was a play I wrote for graduate school a while ago, over 10 years ago, and it's been changed throughout. Uh-huh. I'd go back every couple of years, and it actually changed a lot after the stage reading. The audience members had some good feedback, little different ideas, focus on some different relationships, and it's gotten better, and then especially working with Stephen and the great actors that we have.
It's a wonderful title.
Thank you. I've had that title for quite a while, but waiting to hang it on the right play.
Right. What did you think when you actually submitted your own play? Did you think it had a chance with all of that opposition?
I don't know if I thought it had a chance. I just wanted to see how it could compare. I hadn't read it in a while. I hadn't sent it out to other people to take a look at before Stephen had seen an earlier draft. It was good to get some nice feedback from other people to want to reconnect with these characters and uh-huh. kind of go back and see how they lived.
I read an earlier version of it, and I really liked it. It's a three-person play and about a love triangle that goes awry, as most love triangles do. But it's
right.
really about two best friends grew up in Pittsburgh who happen to be in love with the same woman, but one of them is married to the other best friend. And the thing I loved about it when I read it is that it has what I call jagged edges to it. It didn't have a predictable linear arc, and it certainly did not have a predictable ending. And I thought, man, if you could find three actors, they would sink their teeth into these juicy roles, and that's exactly what they're doing.
This is a three-person show?
Three-person show, yeah.
And easy to do in terms of crowding people onto the stage
yes,
or not.
Right. It makes my job a lot easier, and having three terrific actors makes it that much better.
So do you have visions of this play going further than simply little old Sonoma County?
Of course, we all do, especially after right. the performance. I think I'll get other ideas. It's wonderful to see, you know, professionals take a hand. It was great to work with Stephen and see some different avenues that I hadn't envisioned when I was writing it. And I will probably submit it to a few places or a couple of theaters back home in Pittsburgh that I'd love to send uh-huh. it to and see what they might think.
Have you had other shows that have gotten full production?
I've had a few in San Francisco. I used to work with a theater company called Tailspinners Theater back in the 80s and early 90s, and we did oral history plays. So I had a couple of shows done in uh-huh. the city.
Great. Well, it sounds like you are on your way as along with the theater itself.
Oh, it's been a great venue to work with and also bounce ideas off of and get actors to bring these characters to life and other characters that I've worked on too.
Well, thanks guys for coming in and alerting us to this really significant opening here in Sonoma County. So this is the Raven Performing Arts Center, the Windsor version of it. Remember that, the Raven Windsor Theater. That's 195 Windsor River Road in Windsor. The title of the play is Quicksand Tango. How could you forget that title? And it will be opening on May 8th and playing through the 24th. For information, best way to do it is online at ravenperformingarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.